This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Raj, welcome back.
Hey. I'm all alone this time.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to be with a young, that looks old, Jewish man, who I'm convinced overslept.
Yeah.
So doesn't sad. Answer his phone.
So sad Danny DeVito's not here.
His replacement, Josh Shapiro, would have been a good one. Fucking Josh. He pulled up Poseidon this morning. Now Poseidon, if you pull up Poseidon and he says anything, right away mention this.
100%.
Be like, oh, I'm an hour and a half late. Remember that time where you overslept and didn't show up? Rosh, you had a good festival?
Yeah, man, it was amazing. I feel like I caught a lot of good shows.
Yeah.
And it was also like surprisingly really good for my comedy too, I think. Like it was just like just seeing the level of talent that's out there and like, you know, getting on these like big shows. I mean, Anthony Jeselnik is like a fucking genius.
Yeah, he's all right.
You don't like him?
Well, I love his humor.
Yes.
I don't like him as a person.
Oh, okay. I don't know him as a person.
Yeah, no, he pulled some weird shit with an article that he had shared a little while back that really bugged me.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I kind of see him differently.
Mm-hmm.
There's these failed comics that turn into comedy journalists, comedy critics, if you will. And I remember they had wrote an article and they were calling Big J Okerson a Nazi. Dave Smith, essentially, a bunch of Jewish men were being called Nazis for their humor because it's too... So a guy who does dark humor to retweet it and be like, yeah, what's the deal with this? Is kind of like, dude, really? Yeah. You really have to like appeal to everyone.
Yeah.
You make the same type of jokes even worse.
Mm. Okay.
So when I saw that, I was like, ah, fuck this loser.
Okay.
So since then, it's been... I think he apologized since then. He's like, oh, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have retweeted or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it stays with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still stuck with me.
I truly just like him for his like
his joke comedy's writing. Amazing. I think his joke
the
rating
writing is insane.
I'm not gonna lie, his joke rating is one of the best.
And
I love
like,
what he does.
You know, like that mentality of like when you're around like all these like great comics, or you get to see them, you're exposed to them. Like it pushes you to like do better.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I just felt that like in the festival. Also, like the best of the best of Montreal was also like on all these shows too. So it was really nice to be like, okay, one day I can get there too, you know?
Yeah, you could. You didn't you have any shows though?
I did. I did. I had two shows. I did Abby Stonehouse's accessibility show, and then I did the Empress comedy show.
That was good, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing, man. Such a good experience.
We had fun. A little late. Some of the parties ended
late. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was tiring.
Yeah, it
especially
was.
Especially with a day job. Like, I'm like.
Oh, yeah, it's true. In the morning. I thought you rented a hotel room over there with.
One night we stayed in a hotel room, but the other night
did that help?
But then it was like one night and the next day was a Saturday, so it was you know what I mean? But I mean the fatigue was really tough to deal with, but other than that, fucking great experience. The parties were great.
I was fatigued, I admit it.
Oh,
I got fatigued early on and then I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna last this whole week.
With ZooFest.
With because everything.
You were also doing a lot of the
French. I did the Zoo Fest. I think I had two shows that were Zoo, or one that was Zoo. The other one was the French one. I had the outdoor shows. Then the Montreal show.
Okay.
I snuck on the Nasty show the last night.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I did the Montreal show.
Yes.
Midnight Surprise. So I can't complain. I had a good festival.
Yeah.
I did a lot of sexual harassment repeatedly. I had a good time. It was a good festival.
Amazing. Yeah. And you fucking killed the Nasty show.
People liked it, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't someone write an article about you?
Yeah, there was in the Interrobang, they had mentioned it. Because she was describing all the stuff that happened.
Okay.
And luckily, she was at that Nasty show.
Oh, wow.
The one that I was on. And she was saying how I got to live this moment when he went on stage. Like, it was like, fuck yeah, you did.
Oh, that's so it was good. You closed out the show.
No, I didn't close out the show. It was in the middle of the show.
Okay.
So, but it was a complete surprise. No one knew I was going to be there. I only found out 2 hours earlier. Wow. So there was no chance anyone would have known. That's amazing. I didn't know.
That's so sick, dude. Yeah, so and also, surprise. Highlight of your festival was getting hit on like 50 times a day.
I don't know if it was a highlight. You were with me when it started to get tiring. You were with me when I was like, I was already done with it. I was like, this is retarded.
He was wearing these crazy ass fucking shirts that were just like babe magnets. And like everyone
it's not an exaggeration. Poseidon, it's not an exaggeration. You don't understand. It was like a sitcom.
It truly was. Yeah. What's that sitcom that has like that dude that wears a shirt and just gets all the, is it Seinfeld?
It might, I don't remember. But it felt like, after day one, then day three, I was like, what the fuck's happened? This is too weird.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Oh, whatever.
Now you know what it's like to be a woman.
Easy work. No, it does get tiring.
Yeah.
Josh was having I wish he was here because he has a funny story about like the whole thing that was happening.
Oh, God.
At one point he was losing his mind. He's like, this isn't real life. How is this happening?
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm just going to look straight ahead. I'm not going to talk to anyone. And I turned my head for 1 second and there was a hand in my face. A woman was introducing herself to me and Josh was yelling like, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck is happening?
That's amazing. Well, he also had a good festival too.
Yeah, he had fun.
Yeah,
I brought him around to a lot of stuff. He came with me to the Midnight Surprise. That's got to nice. Hang out.
Yeah,
it was fun, man. Oh yeah, I did a meal show. Fuck, I did a lot of shows. I forgot.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
A meal show. You did it in French.
I did both. I think okay. He booked me for English.
Okay.
I went out there and I asked because I was the last one going up and it was late. Everyone was tired. It was like fucking 12:30 or some shit. So I asked, like, "Are you mostly French, bilingual?" Oh, we're bilingual. So I started just doing both. I flowed in just to make sure everyone's comfortable.
Okay.
And then got off the stage.
That was the same show that Wasim did?
I think Was was there.
So.
It was me, Was, Adib.
Yes, okay, yeah. Wasim Jacob, was on that lineup. I saw Wasim and then I had to run. But he fucking killed it too.
Yeah.
He was like in the middle of the lineup too and he fucking killed it. It was amazing.
Perfect
what
spot.
A guy.
For these kind of shows, man, the middle is the best.
Yeah, because it gets so late.
Yeah.
I don't know how to like handle that.
Been nice surprise to put me at the end.
Yeah.
Going up, I knew it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah.
They're tired. It's 1 a.m. It's 1:30.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. But I mean, these people that come to Midnight Surprise, they know.
They know, but they're psyched in the beginning. And then if they're there the whole time, like even right before I went on, when they were about to announce me, I could hear them yelling like, oh, is it going to be Chappelle? And I was like, oh, they're going to be disappointed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're going to be fucking this. Because that's what they're expecting. They're like, it's 1:30.
Yeah.
They made us wait for this guy.
That's so true. Yeah.
Gotta be Chappelle.
Yeah, I feel you.
And then I show up and they're like, fuck this asshole. All right, we get it, bro. Your friends are retards. We get it, you know?
I saw the Midnight Surprise, I think, like twice or three times, I would say. I saw when you were on. I saw when Eva went on.
Oh, yeah. That was the same night, yeah.
Yeah. So that was...
she had a good spot right in the middle, yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. But yeah, lots of great comics. I'm kind of really glad that it's over, though.
Yeah. What do you have to know?
Just shows. I hosted The Nest on Tuesday, which was really cool.
How's that?
I really thought that I hated hosting.
That's me.
But I'm kind of liking it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like, it's making me flex that muscle that I've never flexed before, which is talking to people.
That is true, because every week I do it at the Bordel, and I am flexing, even though I hate it, I am flexing that muscle. People seem to enjoy it. Like, I don't... like myself hosting, but people like me hosting.
Absolutely.
So I'm in the middle of that. Let's not go that far. But I don't like it. But I am learning to speak to people, like do more crowd work.
Okay.
So it helps with that.
Yeah. It's just like that pressure of like being in the spot and it's like they'll say something. Like, for example, Tuesday night, I was like, oh, this is such a good looking crowd and like whatever. I'm a little intimidated. And then a guy in the back, he shouted and he's like, and it smells great too. What the fuck am I supposed to say for that? I'm like, oh, okay, I'm really happy you don't have COVID, but like...
It smells good. You're lovely.
How do you... like?
Yeah,
you
some of the stuff is complicated. Some of the stuff, you're like, you have to be in the moment. To be like, what are you talking about?
And I feel like the crowd is like so like on the edge of their seat, like waiting for you to say something clever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I have nothing to say to that.
Say the N-word.
Dude.
Because then everyone's like shocked, like, what, what? And then by the time they figure it out, you can think of a joke.
Oh, no. Get out of here.
Good. Get out of it. Get out of a weird situation, free card.
There's a comic, because it was like a newbie Tuesday, it was like an open mic, right? There was a comic whose last name was Zoo and then N-word.
Oh, Zuniga.
Yes.
I know him. That's his real name.
I know. And I couldn't say it. Like, I introduced him saying it, whatever. But afterwards, I was like, I couldn't say it. I was like, I'm not falling into that trap.
Zuniga, that's his real name.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's what, he has a whole joke about it.
Yeah, he has a great joke about it. But
he's
when he first said it, I was like, is he fucking with me? But then when I found out it was his real name, I'm like, I'm not going to make fun of it. That's his real name. I can't say your name.
Absolutely.
It's a sound we make.
Yeah. I'm just scared that someone's going to like clip up like some video clip and
just you slow-mo, zoom, and they're like, who is she talking to? That's how she was referring to one of the audience members.
But it's really that. And he has this great joke about, like, you know, comedy is all about, like, pushing it to, like, the limits. And, yeah. I mean, you know, finding out what the line is and, like, staying, like, dancing with it, right? And I feel like such good comics are able to do that. I don't know how the fuck to get there. Like, it's like talking about all these controversial things. For me, like, controversial is like talking about sex.
Okay, I know how you can get there. Because I had the same problem you did. My biggest thing was, how do I get there without it seeming too abrupt? Mm. So it's just natural. Don't force it. So if you want to talk about a topic, yeah. talk about it, but don't, you don't have to force it. So let's say you want to talk about sex, right?
Yeah.
You start, it's kind of like sex.
I can't believe I just said that. And this is a fucking podcast. Okay, we got to
talk about sex. But you get into sex and you get into it slowly. You start talking. You don't have to be right away like, anybody who get fucked or shit like when people do that, it sets everyone off. No, but you've heard that, Poseidon. It just sets everyone off because you're too abrupt. It's kind of like sex. You gotta lean into it. If you go in rough, there's gonna be some problems. So it's that's, you just lean into it, and then you gauge. You're kind of like tapping, you're playing, and then they're invested because you're telling a story. Just don't go abrupt, but you can talk about anything.
Yeah.
Like last week at the Bordel, I brought up all the latest stuff that was happening. I talked about Churro and his divorce and shit. And I, like, you just need to bring it in light. You can't just go hard.
Yeah.
The fuck's up with this retard? Then it's too aggressive.
Yeah, that's true.
So slowly.
Yeah. I saw that a lot at the festival too. It's like some of these comics, and these are like seasoned pros, they would come out there and they'd start yelling at the crowd. And I'm like, why?
But then you see the second they lose the crowd, and then they try to get them back.
For like, sure.
That's, some people never learn.
That's crazy to me because, like, I mean, obviously you've gotten to that point because you've done all these reps and whatever, but you're still going out there and screaming at them.
I hate the screaming.
Yeah.
The screaming always bugged me. Too.
Other than George Silly, because he does it fucking amazingly.
I was asking him to, because he was at the Bordel, I brought him this week, and he was reading one of the reviews. He's gotten many reviews. Mm-hmm. One of the reviews, the people that were offended by him, that gave a 1-star. And at one point, he's like, he was threatening, he was saying he was going to murder us for 3 minutes repeatedly. And I was like, this is the best review ever.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it's good if he puts in the middle of his set, because then all the people who are not on board, the second he reads it, they're like, oh, I'm retarded like them. I got to get on board with this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. That's so clever. You gave him that tip? That's
funny. That's what I told him. I go, this is why it works. He's like, I don't know how to bring it in.
You know what? I think I saw him recently. I think he did Raw on Sunday, and he did do that. He did
read amazing.
Fuck, so good.
He was yelling at us for 3 minutes to say amazing. He was going to kill us.
I had to follow him on Sunday, so I went up right after him, and I was so nervous.
Really? Because you're two different energies, yeah.
Of course. And also, he fucking destroys all the time. They're like dying of laughter. I was like, they don't have anything left for me. But
he's I love him.
Fine. Oh, yeah. It's either like he's going to lose the crowd or he's going to like win them over, and they're going to be so fucking happy that he's there. You know what I mean?
Even when he loses them, it makes me happy. Anytime there's a good, awkwardness happening, like people are ready to file a complaint.
Yeah,
I'm in a good zone.
Yeah,
I'm like, you idiots. I can't take human beings too serious anymore. Yeah. I've seen how stupid people are, and now I'm just like, you're just dumb. What am I gonna do?
Have you ever witnessed people like walking out of like?
Yeah.
I've not just with him, but like with
no, comics? With me, people have walked out. Really? Yeah, I've walked some people in my illustrious career. I've walked some. I've seen people get walked for random shit. I've seen people leave. For stuff that there's no way you're looking to be offended. Okay. And I'm looking at them, I go, what the fuck? The comic didn't even say anything that bad. But there are people who go to shows like that.
Yeah.
Ready.
Just waiting for drama and whatnot. Okay.
I'm going to be so offended.
Yeah.
I go, fuck yourself.
They come ready, guns blazing.
Give me that one, actually. Since he's not here, I'm going to steal his coffee.
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, it's still warm. Nice.
Happy for you.
Thank you. So good.
I'm always scared that, like, even with my comedy, because I talk about white people a lot.
Yeah, but you don't say anything bad.
I don't. I kind of do, right? I'm always like, oh, like, white people don't get it, and like, whatever.
Yeah, but they don't get you. You can say that. You're you.
Yeah,
but you don't say they don't get life. White people are rapists. You don't say shit like that. Like,
that's true. But I also talk about like how like they're so dumb with like their questions when it comes to like learning about like cultures and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Do you know why people laugh when you say that?
Why?
Because they know that they are dumb with their questions. Because it's true, they are.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm struggling with that. Like yesterday I did the Wiggle Room, and it was a very, very white audience.
Okay.
And they were not on board for the jokes where like I was like, you guys don't get racism like I do, you know?
You should have said you identify as a houseplant. They would have been on board for that shit.
But you know, like it's just so hard. Like finding that really, like it's like I'm not Canadian enough to be Canadian, and I'm not like, you know, Tamil enough to be Tamil. Like, I don't know. Like,
you're not Tamil enough to be Tamil.
That's what I feel like.
Okay, that's a
because
complex.
because obviously I was born here and whatever, and I was exposed to like everything that this culture has to offer, and like, you know, you really assimilate, right?
Yeah.
And I know that's like the worst word to use. I think it's supposed to be integrate, but
is it?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, it was always, they told me, please assimilate.
No. So assimilate is like kind of like putting it out that you're trying to let go of your culture and you're trying to fuse into the culture of the country that you're in.
Well, I mean, you should fuse.
Integrate is taking yourself as a whole and merging and combining with the country.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
Exactly.
But that's what you're doing.
But assimilating is like letting go. It's like what like Lego wants us to do, right? It's okay. Like, hey, let go of who the fuck you are. Just learn French and like...
And fuck your sister.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't be on board with everything he says. I'm okay with the French stuff, but I'm not going to back
my
sister.
Are you really okay with the French stuff?
So yeah. We're in Quebec. I don't mind. I love French. Okay. I don't mind at all. What I say is I agree French needs to be protected 100%. Yeah. I get it because I would do the same. Mm-hmm. Let's say if I was in Greece and Greece... The problem is... The measures he's taking mm-hmm. are purposely the wrong ones, meant to just stir the pot and fuel the fire. Because you telling a kid or stopping a family from their kid learning English or vice learning French, if they're English, right, doesn't help the language. Mm-hmm. What he should have done is put all efforts possible so that starting, let's say, next year, every school from learns perfectly both languages, English and French. Kids are perfectly bilingual. Doing that, you've just integrated that English side automatically because now they understand the language. Since when they're kids, they're going to consume the culture. They're going to see how much is available. They're going to fall in love by themselves because there's a lot to be that's attractive in the French culture. For there's sure. a lot that they do.
Yeah.
And then that's how you're going to permeate. That's how you're going to push the culture. Mm-hmm. If you tell people, go fuck yourself, you're in trouble because you're not speaking French. Mm-hmm. All you're going to do is make them resentful. Mm-hmm. And then the next generation of immigrants that come in that don't speak French, they're never going to learn because they're going to feel so, what do you mean, fuck me?
Yeah.
You're just going to close them off and then it's going to be harder. But why they do this, I think, is because then every couple of years, they're going to be like, you see, there's a decline. You see, they don't want to speak French. You see, vote for me. Vote. It's just so they can stay in power. Mm-hmm. But they're doing the opposite of helping the French language. Yeah. I know for me, I bring people that are a little bit bilingual and they're learning. I'm bringing them into the French side comics.
Yeah.
And like, oh, fuck, this is so much better. And then they're forcing themselves to learn French better so they could do more comedy because it's friendly.
Yeah.
They're in a happy environment. If I would tell them, listen, retard, speak French or fuck you, whatever, they'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go fuck. They're doing it so aggressive. Okay. It could happen naturally. Just ease into it. Mm-hmm. Start from the schools. The next generation, they're going to be perfectly bilingual.
Yeah.
They're going to switch. They're going to be consuming everything.
Yeah. But I think right now they're at that, like, you know, the flight or fight or flight, whatever.
It's going to fuck. Sure. It's going to set them back a few years.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, the French, when I was in Paris, oh my God, the amount, like I would sometimes say like, obviously the Quebecois words, right?
Yeah.
And they would laugh so hard.
They talk a lot of shit, the French.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck is this shit? And I was like, yeah, this is what Quebec's trying to protect.
Yeah, we're protecting this. But they like to laugh, huh? But they would have been speaking fucking German if it wasn't for us. But they like to talk shit, these French.
Yeah. But I also get where they're coming from too. I don't know. My parents put me, so I was in an English system, like, and all my sisters were also in the English system. And then my parents put me in a bilingual school when I was in grade 3.
Oh, it was a little late. It was weird, right?
So late. And I was like so behind. All these kids who started early, they were like so proficient in French.
That's what I'm saying. It should be everyone
should be
from
very early on.
Very early, full bilingual. Yeah. Not also, when I say bilingual, I mean full, proper. Not when I was in French school, when I was taking the English classes, I excelled because it was so stupid. John rides a red bicycle. What color is John's bicycle?
Yeah.
You're producing retarded people on purpose.
Yeah.
So then the French people go out and they sound stupid and it's not their fault. It's because you taught them as if they were, as if they had some kind of a mental deficiency.
Yeah, yeah. For me, like it was like growing up in the English system was just the Becherel, like repeatedly every single year, right?
Yeah, I used to get in trouble. I used to have to copy the Becherel.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I wouldn't, like, for me, it didn't make sense. Like, at home, you speak English. I spoke English. Because I didn't have to talk with my parents because I had older siblings and they would just relay the information. They spoke Tamil a lot better than I did. So, and then my friends were English. So it's like, why the fuck would I even bother?
You see? That's why. It should just be natural. Everyone, it's just part of the curriculum. You learn both perfectly. You grow up fully bilingual.
Yeah.
And we never discuss it.
Yeah.
But they need to discuss it because it's a topic that they can get votes on. Because it's not Montreal that is they're scared because they live in an integrated society. It's when you go further out, they don't know.
Yeah.
They believe what the news says. It's not their fault. They believe what the government is telling them. And the government says that these fucking foreigners are in Montreal, they're going to ruin it. And they believe it. They're like, why would I want to lose? They just love their culture.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not bad. They're just reacting to what the government is telling them.
Yeah.
And then here, because we don't go out as much, we think, mm-hmm. oh, they're bad. They're xenophobic. They hate people. Mm-hmm. It's not. They're reacting to what the government's telling them.
Yeah.
The problem is the government telling them that mm-hmm. these people are trying to take everything.
Yeah.
They're not. If you would teach them as kids, everybody's fully bilingual, like
yeah.
part of the curriculum, no one yeah. questioned. You would just switch. Switzerland, they speak 5 languages.
Yeah.
Belgium, they're a bunch of dumbasses. That's and they speak all kinds of languages.
Yeah.
We can do it. We can speak 2 fucking languages.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah. And there's so much. There's like if you do, you're exposed to so much shit here in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they have good everything. They have good plays, music, mm-hmm. arts that they get to live.
Great culture, yeah.
Great culture. And you don't even see it. Like when I was not informed of it, when I was just mm-hmm. doing English stuff, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then when I started to get into it, I was like, holy fuck, you guys have so much.
It was only until I started doing comedy that like I really, I mean, it was only after I started doing comedy that I felt like, wow, Montreal has so much to offer.
Yeah.
Like so much culture. Like it's insane. All these festivals that are free. I had no idea before.
Yeah.
I was just living in my shell, just going to house parties and like whatever. But this is pretty fucking cool. And I'm starting to understand why like tourists are here and they're like enjoying the
sex. We have a culture of sex.
I mean that too. Yeah. But I mean, is it like the best place for that?
Besides, it is the best place for that legally, right? Like we're not talking Thailand if you want to ban kids. We're talking about like legally, what better place is there?
I think it is the best place in North America.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Because
he's a sex tourist.
I've researched this in the past.
Yeah, or was a sex tourist. Now he's calmed down. Wow. But when he was a sex, he even went to Cuba. And it doesn't, even though the weather's better,
yeah.
the sex tourism in Cuba does not compare to the sex tourism in Montreal.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. You have everything you want here.
We have a red light district.
We used to have, like, let's say the bordel is yeah. called the bordel because it was a brothel.
Okay.
So they just kept the name because it was a well-known brothel.
Okay.
So when they turned into a comedy club and a bar, mm-hmm. they kept the name. Ontario, that used to be kind of the red light district. Yeah. But now, because the hookers were forced off the street,
mm-hmm.
you're not allowed to, because the whole laws here is you could do whatever you want. You just can't solicit.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pushed inside on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So now the red light district is the whole city. There's some areas like close to the third floor where you can go get hand jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's known where there's strip clubs. Yeah. But in general, here you can just call up and do whatever you want.
Yeah. I was in Sainte-Rose yesterday, which is like fairly close to where I live. And there was like this little like shabby, like, you know, like those strip malls, whatever. It's like a debonair and like a fucking like salon. And
yeah.
and then like in the middle of it was this like place and it's called Sexpert.
Like Sexpert, like experts for sex. Okay.
Yeah. And I had no idea. It was just like written in pink.
What is it? Like a brothel?
I don't fucking know. And it looks so fucking abandoned. And I was like, what is, and also who, I don't know. I have so many questions.
Yeah, there's some of these places are dingy.
Saint Rose.
Fucking Yahoo, bro. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Fuck. I'm so sorry. I didn't set my alarm. I'm sorry. But yeah.
Josh Shapiro.
Hold on. Let me get rid of fucking Yahoo search. It keeps changing. I've checked online. I have no idea how.
No, it does it at my house, too. I don't know why. Like, Yahoo sneaks in there every once in a while. And they're like, you need Yahoo. No, I don't.
There's no way to...
Pedophiles use Yahoo search. No normal person's using Yahoo.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was still being used by anyone.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That and Bing.
Yeah. Or like
I think there's something wrong with the internet.
Oh, maybe.
Bing is used by terrorists.
Yeah. That's bang.
Hey.
That's boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Tourists love this fucking spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in Vegas over the weekend, and goddamn, is that a tourist trap?
Well, yeah.
Holy
shit.
What
did you guys do?
We ate, caught a show, swam a bit,
mm-hmm.
walked around, gambled, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Did you make money?
No, I made money, but I didn't quit while I was ahead.
Okay.
I said I'm here to fuck around, so I just spent it all again. Yeah. I lost it.
Nice.
Yeah. Because I didn't play any tables. I just played the machines, like all the retards. And but it's fun. It's fun.
Why do you say that all the retards play the machines?
I don't know. It's just in my head, it's always been the whole... It's like, go play a card game or something. I was going to play poker, but then I decided against it.
Okay. I don't even know how to play poker.
This is a strip club, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's got a 2.6. Yeah. That's a good strip club.
It just looks so sad.
That's why it has a 2.6.
You guys want to read some of the reviews?
Hell,
do they have any?
Yeah.
I think so.
Who leaves a review? All right, let me hear it.
Oh, God. Someone named KR.
One star.
Hold on. Let me see if I can display this for you guys. For
everyone. I'm seeing it.
No, no, I mean for everyone.
Oh, no, leave it for us. Who cares?
Okay, sorry.
You just read it.
After entering, bartender forced to buy something, even none of the dancer appear on the floor after more than 1 hour of opening hour in the evening. Not fair. They are all refi taking entry fee.
Well, this guy needs to go back to school. Next.
But it got 7 likes, so people agree.
People agree, yeah, and there's, yeah, they're very refi in there.
Worst peeler bar I have ever been in, paid over and $15 for a beer and soft drink. Not one girl got on stage.
Oh, there's no strippers.
This guy put the date. Jeff Zhao. Bro, who puts their who puts their names, bro, on a
I need my family to know that this is a terrible strip club.
This guy goes, he even put the date. 2019, I don't know if it's August 1st or
January
8th.
Well, look, you know, the thing is, at least we know that this was pre-pandemic.
Yeah. He goes, we stay 3 minutes and then leave. 3 minutes.
Two stars, though. Okay. He only stayed 3 minutes, still gave it 2 out of 5.
Awesome barmaid, another one says.
3 stars, though. She wasn't that good. Okay. This guy that guy gave a 5-star. Let's see what the 5-star says. Well,
small, quiet place and very nice people and beautiful bartender.
That's fake. Except for the bartender. The people seem to like her.
Yeah. Shitty bar, it's not worth going there. A wasted evening at your risk. Also, it's not clean.
Oh, yeah, that's
was he expecting cleanliness from these places?
Another 5-star, fake, probably.
Yeah, I really like its place of the very beautiful girl. I'm going to go back her to her places.
What the fuck? This is what I'm talking about. It's the education system. That's the problem. What's that 1-star? Walter, what is it? Wow.
He goes, worst place to go unless you want to ruin your evening.
Wait, worst place to go unless you want to ruin your evening. All right. And that guy got 19 likes.
Nah, no, 10.
Oh. Still, that's a lot of likes, bro.
This guy goes, 5 stars, superb atmosphere. Okay. And the bartenders are irresistible.
How long ago was this?
Like these are 6 years ago.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. And that one, I want to read these last 2 1-stars.
Don't go there, tabarnak. I got robbed by one of the dancers.
Oh, that guy's amazing.
And this one guy writes, "Ol de marde."
Nice.
God damn
and
it.
And the rest don't have comments.
Okay.
Yo, we got to talk about this. I'm going to talk with you because we have to touch on this alien stuff.
Yes.
You're a lady.
I have questions.
You're a lady who's well learned. You're a cultured person, and you know about your history.
Mm-hmm.
So you know this alien stuff ain't new.
No.
What questions do you have about the current alien situation?
The current alien situation, so there was that whole like video about the governor or whatever. What's his position? I don't know.
Oh, the defense minister of Canada
exactly.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I'm talking
Brian
about the U.S.
Heller or
I'm
whatever.
Talking about the U.S. federal government.
Yeah, that just happened 2 weeks ago. They
exactly.
had all these whistleblowers.
Exactly.
Generals from the military.
So,
yeah.
They were saying, yes, it is confirmed and whatnot. However, we don't, like, there is proof, but it's classified.
Yeah.
Right? My question is, if there are aliens and we have thousands of satellites orbiting the Earth, definitely other countries have captured it.
Yeah.
Right? And they're not just coming to the U.S. And
no,
also,
they confirm they're not just coming to the U.S. They confirm that other countries have contact with them.
Right.
And they have their own programs.
Why is it that it's the U.S. federal government that's
leaking
keeping
this.
All these documents or leaking it or talking about it or whatever the case may be. Why is it just the U.S.? If there were aliens, right, which I do believe there are, 100%.
But you're right, though. It's very suspicious. But the Russians are talking, too.
Okay.
But we ignore them. But the Russians have talked about this.
But they're keeping it very hush-hush.
They're also some of it they're coming out with now, but a lot of it is still hush-hush. I don't know why everyone's sworn to secrecy, like to protect the aliens if they're there.
Yeah, I don't understand
It's very
that.
Weird.
Yeah.
But the one, the U.S. one, 2 weeks ago, the weird thing they said, I don't know if you can find a video of it, is they go, we found biological entities.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them that were dead, we recovered them. Mm-hmm. And then one that was alive and we communicated with.
How?
Which is mental.
How the fuck are you communicating with them? Like, is it
emojis?
Yeah. I don't fucking understand. And also, like, do we know what they kind of look like?
Do you know who was
saying that?
Yeah.
Oh no, bro. But I watched the video. That's why I wanted you to bring it up.
It was the
what
the
did
Fed.
You write? No, bro. Don't write that. Write the UFO disclosure. UFO disclosure, biological entities or non-human. Yeah, there it is. Wait. 2 weeks ago, right there. It's U.S. government.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, click on that. Yeah. I'll pop the volume up here.
Hold on, I gotta unmute here.
Let's see this. You wanna, because there's a microphone blocking Raji's view,
that's
but
fine,
it's okay.
I can see it.
Hold on, I gotta make sure it's the right. No, yeah, you see, it's not the right one. There you go.
Sexy.
Do I play it for people too?
Yeah, of course.
Has the U.S. government become aware of actual evidence of extraterrestrial, otherwise unexplained forms of intelligence? And if so, when do you think this first occurred?
I like to use the term non-human. I don't like to denote origin. Keeps the aperture open, both scientifically.
Right.
Certainly, like I've discussed publicly previously, 1930s.
That was it?
What, that's it? No. I want the guy who's talking about the biological entities. Okay, so in the 1930s, so you're telling me before that we didn't have them? It's one of these, though.
Yeah.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
Oh, how fucking crazy
that's
is that?
That's wild.
Yeah. And you know what's even wilder? Nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, yes. I think this one's a better
I brought
one.
Up on yes. stage, nobody gives a fuck.
Yes.
Nobody cares.
And when you reported your experiences with a UAP, did any of you face any repercussions with your superiors, yes or no?
No.
No. I've actually never seen anything personally, believe it or not. So.
All right. And then do you believe there's an active disinformation campaign within our government to deny existence of UAPs, yes or no?
I don't have an answer to that.
As previously stated publicly, yes.
Oh.
I think previously with like Project Blue Book, yes, but currently I don't speak for the United States government.
Okay.
You
Thank
see
you.
Project Blue Book?
I have a few questions
Pause
for Mr. Graves.
I've been bringing
what
up Blue
that?
Book and Blue Beam for years,
what
right? Conspiracy. They're fucking, it's all real. Let him finish this a bit and then we'll bring up Project Blue Book.
What percentage of UAP sightings in your belief go unreported by our pilots?
This is an approximation based off of my personal experience speaking with a number of pilots, but I would estimate we're somewhere near 5% reporting perhaps.
So like 95% basically don't report seeing UAPs.
That's just my personal estimate.
In the incident off Virginia Beach, do you believe the Navy took the danger to your aircraft seriously after it was reported?
Absolutely.
A few questions for Mr. Favor. As an expert naval aviator, have you ever seen an object that looked and moved like the Tic Tac UAP?
No.
Did the Tic Tac UAP move in such a way that defied
Rogan.
The laws of physics?
Oh, is it?
The way we understand them, yes.
Many dismiss UAP reports as classified weapons testing by our own government, but in your experience as a pilot, does our government typically test advanced weapon systems right next to multi-million dollar jets without informing our pilots?
No, we have test ranges for that.
It took over 15 years for your encounter with the Tic Tac to be declassified. Do you feel there was a good reason to prevent lawmakers from having access to this footage?
No, I just think it was ignored when it happened, and it just sat somewhere in a file. Never got reported.
In a drawer. It happens a lot up here. Shocker. Mr. Gresh,
I like
a couple
this lady.
Of questions for you, too, sir, this morning. What percentage of UAPs do you feel are adequately investigated by the U.S. government, of the 5% that are reported?
Oh, that's
I can
embarrassing.
Speak for my personal leadership over at NGA. I tried to look at every report that came through that I could triage, so...
Do you believe that officials at the highest levels of our national security apparatus have unlawfully withheld information from Congress and subverted our oversight authority?
There are certain elected leaders that had more information that
yeah,
I'm
you
not
can't
sure
say
what y- they've shared.
The answer is yes, but you can't say it.
Cetera,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But certainly.
All right, Poseidon, we
I would
get
not
it.
Be surprised.
We get what's going on.
It's all the shit that like they know or like whatever, but they're not saying. But like, why not? Like, what are we going to do? You know what I mean?
That's the thing that is shot. They think if you look at Project Blue Book or Blue Beam, they also think that people will panic too much.
Yeah.
So they're scared of, let's say, really religious people.
Yeah.
Being like, they're trying to trick us. It's the devil, and then killing people and like just going crazy. Mm-hmm. Like we already had religious fanatics that are blowing themselves up for less.
Right.
Imagine you tell them everything that you believe in is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's all nonsense.
Yeah.
Some shit's gonna go down.
Like everyone has, like I mean, all the countries are monitoring all this, right?
Not all the countries. India for sure.
Okay.
China, the U.S.
Russia.
Russia is one of the. Russia has great UFO stories. Great UFO stories Russia has that they've encountered. Mm-hmm. One that I think is fucking fake as shit, but they say it's real, where they turn to stone. What does Mike say? Holy fuck, these people are dumb. Oh, no. I just have to say this. Drag queen sparks controversy. Oh, no, the Rebel News is talking shit about Mike. They're talking about Mona de Grenoble. Anyways, I'll check it out after. I'm gonna have to go publicly defend the drag queens. Oh my
God. Okay.
It's my friend Mona. Alex, he's a comedian drag queen. And probably joking because Mike has a podcast.
Okay.
Sous Écoute, the best, the biggest French podcast ever.
Yeah.
And I have to see the clip, but probably said a joke about drag queen story time or whatever. And they took it serious, Rebel Media, and they posted it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so what I was saying was these there's some of the arguments are that they're scared. They're scared that people will overreact.
Okay.
Others are it's all fake.
What are we going to do? That's my question. Like
I don't know.
Like what
against the aliens?
Well, yeah, like even knowing that they exist and you know if they confirm it or whatever. Like what are we going to do?
But that's the thing. They're scared that people are going to feel that at the 10th level, what am I going to do? That nihilism?
Yeah.
And then society just collapses.
Society is already collapsing.
But to the point where you think, if you think there's nothing, like if you believe in an afterlife, you believe there's something, you still hold on to some kind of values.
Yeah.
If you think this is all, we're just a random Petri dish, none of it matters, you're here for limited time.
Yeah.
I do see crime rates going up and people just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But I mean, crime rates going up right now because of the recession too. Like it's like.
You're not supposed to say it though. Apparently it's not true.
What?
You're not supposed to admit that crime rates are going up or that we're in a recession or that it's all nonsense. Well, according to our government, inflation's down, everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to admit it.
Okay.
So you have to live in this fantasy world. Okay. Where when you say it out loud, when you say the quiet parts out loud, you're the problem.
Ah.
That's why you're in the right field, comedy.
I'm going to get canceled. Fuck, yeah. What a great advertisement all this is for Tic Tacs, though.
Right?
Yeah.
They're calling the Tic Tac. People are, what is a Tic Tac? You Google it right away.
Yeah.
You ever had orange Tic Tacs? The best Tic Tacs.
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm absolutely glad you agree.
Hands down. Or the cherry cola one. That one's also fucking good.
Cherry cola, underrated.
Oh, 100%.
Remember cherry, what was it? The sweet cherry Pepsi, black cherry Pepsi or whatever back in the day.
I don't know about that.
It was cherry Coke?
The Cots, is that what it is?
Cox?
Cots? I think it's C-O-T-T. Is that what it's called?
Oh, like the brand?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that? That was delicious too.
That was so good. And they sell it right now at like the smoked meat places.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. Yeah, it goes good with smoked meat.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, there's some good sodas. Terrible for you, but so good.
Yeah, absolutely. But seriously, man, TikToks.
TikToks, great. That's why they're saying nothing. Yeah. They're like, yes, we're related to the aliens.
Their marketing team needs to get on it.
Oh, they should do some kind of
absolutely.
They show like a Are fake thing, and then you find out it's someone's eating it.
Yeah.
Oh, we just came up with their campaign. It's basically they think that it's a UFO, but it's just a guy who keeps dropping his Tic Tacs on the radar. Oh, there's something funny about
That's genius.
Yeah.
Oh, people are going to go. Let's see if they jump on that. Yes. Pantelis saving Tic Tac one.
You never know. We want money, though. We're going to split it with Raj. We're, just
thank you.
Pay us something.
I need this.
Yeah.
Comedy is not paying.
Yeah, give us a check. Oh, comedy is not paying. That's why I'm trying to open up some more rooms, some more little shows around town. One in St. Leonard, one in Ahuntsic.
Mm.
One in the West Island. Oh, I got
English.
That info. English and French.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, just get everybody some opportunity.
Oh, dude, that's amazing. We love that.
Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can't complain. Like, I'm going up every single night, and I'm very happy about that. Third floor is amazing. Sid shows are amazing. The Comedy Nest, you guys, Bordel. But yeah, I mean, there's always space for more.
There's always space for more, especially because we're all centered downtown.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to bring this whole concept of comedy in your hood to bring it to people so that's they don't have to go downtown.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Laval only has like two shows right now.
Laval, and doesn't have a dedicated room. It has the two rooms that we'll rent out to do those shows. Mm-hmm. I would love for there to be a dedicated comedy club in Laval.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, but I don't have the time or the finances right now to build one.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I need someone with money to build a club.
I know. That would be great, though.
In Laval, it would make so much money.
Yeah.
English, French, it would make so much money. Yeah. Both. Because there's parking in Laval.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes.
Downtown, no parking.
And most people in Laval are bilingual anyway, so that could be great.
Most people around here are bilingual. Montreal, Laval. The news says otherwise.
Yeah.
The news says the English hate the French. And the French are more bilingual than the English.
Mm.
That's what I've noticed, too.
How do you feel about, like, comedy in Montreal? Like...
How do you mean?
Like, how do you feel about, like, making it in Montreal?
Oh, I don't know what
making it is. And I want to, exactly. And that's so different for every single person, right? Yeah. And also that's changing now with, like, TikTok and all that stuff. But, like, how do you feel about just Montreal as a city of comedy with Just for Laughs, with all the shows that we have on the English side and on the French side?
So I think they're two different worlds.
Yeah.
I think on the French side, you could make it. Mm-hmm. You could make a living. Mm-hmm. Being an average comic.
Really?
Just an average comic, you make a living. Yeah. There's a lot of paid spots. There's TV spots. Mm-hmm. There's radio gigs.
Yeah.
All like the Wardell, let's say, pays. You could go to the Comedy Hot Club in Quebec City. You could book your own. Like I'm my own booker.
Okay.
So I book my own shows in French.
No,
like
wait,
if I want to go to.
You have a manager?
I have an agent, yeah, but yeah. I like to book my own stuff.
Wow.
Yeah,
interesting. So what does your agent do?
My agent, she gets me, I want her for like acting. So I want her to get me roles for shows, movies, that stuff.
In French?
In French or English.
Oh, okay.
I have her for that because that's what I really want to do.
Okay.
And the rest I'm doing myself. Now, it is getting a little overwhelming, so I might have to get a manager at some point.
Okay.
Or just transition her to become a manager, something like that. Because she manages Preach, so she knows how to be a manager. I might do something like that because it's getting overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But I like to go, I don't go through a booker. I book myself, which initially was kind of weird in the French scene.
Yeah.
Because you have bookers who do that for you. But they take a big percentage.
Okay.
So I was like, fuck it. I know how to do this shit myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easier to do it myself.
Until this day, you do it by yourself.
I do it myself. Sometimes I'll go to a booker if I need a special venue.
Okay.
Or like I used for the Rebel shows, Les Rebelles, I went with Consortium. So they could hook me up with like the Saint-Eustache venue and the Distrante.
Okay.
But that's it. Now I think I'm going to continue that tour with the team, but I might do it myself. Just book it myself.
Yeah. Do you ever think that like English comedy in Montreal will get to that point? Where like...
That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to help everyone like see how to do it. That's why I'm building the other rooms is because I want to start a circuit where it's not just the Bordel. It's a lot of different spots you could do in Montreal and then all the way to Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we have Ottawa running with us, expand to Toronto. Michelle's down there and have like a night or two in Toronto.
Yeah.
So then what we could do is we could also alternate and we could have comics from Toronto doing that circuit too and coming all the way to Montreal and we do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Speaking of Michelle, what a fucking year for her.
Oh, Michelle's doing so gangbusters.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, new faces and then now the Pitch Fest too. That's so sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is...
And they cured her of her AIDS.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They
cured her of her AIDS.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You didn't know? Besides, she's cured, no?
100%
AIDS
free.
AIDS free since 93.
What are you talking about?
You didn't know?
No, what the fuck are you talking
about? Nothing, I'm just fucking making fun of Michelle. No, she's doing fine. She killed it this year. She got the pitch stuff.
I got scared, man.
You think you wouldn't have known if Michelle randomly had AIDS? Michelle's the Magic Johnson of our business.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. No, she's been kicking so much ass. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah, she's fucking amazing, man. Yeah. I'm proud to have Showcase with her.
I'm proud to have her as a friend. She's just cool as shit.
Yeah.
And she works hard. The fucker, she works hard.
Yeah.
She's one of the people that gets the whole, because I would tell people, like, am I doing enough? And they would go up like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about me when I started driving to like Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Like finishing work, driving to Kingston just to do like a fucking open mic. And then driving back to make it back in time the next day to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you're finished, and no one gets that. You know, a lot of people don't get it. And her, she was doing the same thing here. She's like, she's on, let's say, comfort zone. She's like, fuck, tomorrow I got to go showcase in Toronto. So she'll do the 5 hours. She'll go. And then it's like, look, the next day I'm back in Montreal. I have a gig. So then drive back. So like, she gets the hustle that comics have to do around here. She gets it.
Yeah. Just like doing this and then having a day job, like I said earlier, it's just fucking brutal, man.
Yeah. So that's why I'm trying to create all the, because I want people to be able to live like in French, like off their art.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the beginning, you don't have to be making millions of dollars, but as long as you could pay off your shit and you could focus on your art, it opens up your mind.
For sure.
You're not as stressed.
Yeah.
So in English right now, it's impossible. There's not enough work.
No.
But if I could get it to some kind of decent level, and also with podcasting, I'm trying to get people to podcast more.
I really want to
get some advertising money in, and like they can do, but just everyone's scared.
Yeah.
No one wants to invest. No, like everyone is just panicking all the time.
I'm gonna do it.
I know you're gonna do it. Yeah. I'm not worried about you.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's either that. Like, I mean, I want a podcast, but I also want to like get out of the city, because they also say, like, I was listening to a podcast where, who was it? Jay Leno was talking, and he was like, you know, he's a fucking stand up legend as well too, right? And he was like, the whole point and the process that he followed was like, you get good in one city, you move to the next, you get good, you bomb, you like fucking like build up your whatever, you get good in that city, and then you move to the next one.
But that's not valid anymore.
Yes.
Leno lived in the past. The reason why you had to do that back in the day was because the only way to be seen was physically at a spot.
Yeah.
Right now, TikTok, you could circumvent all that with the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Podcasting.
Yeah.
So what's going to end up happening is you're going to be fun on your podcast. Mm-hmm. Your podcast gets big. You're going to be able to get booked in other cities based on the popularity of your podcast.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's true.
That's your billboard, but a lot of comics don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do an open mic in New York. Go do the open mic in New York, but there's hundreds of comics.
Yeah.
Better ones.
Yeah.
It's going to, you're not, if people have this image of, I'm going to go to another city, someone's going to see me and be like, you kid, you're going to be a star. I'm going to make you a star. No, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're good, you break out.
That's what I'm saying. So do you post like TikToks?
Now I started doing it. Yeah. I got Borgelli cutting up clips.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay.
And of your stand up. So.
Of podcast clips.
Okay.
And now I started recording my stand up because I realized one thing about hosting. Since it's weekly and I want to talk about topical things that I can't really keep in my hour, I can clip that shit and just post that and not burn my material.
Absolutely.
So that's what I started doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking dope. And that's why like hosting is so fucking amazing. You can flush out all that material and tape it and then put it out.
I wish I recorded my Trudeau stuff. I think I'm gonna go to the third floor.
I did Trudeau jokes too. Nice. I'm gonna post it
about the his breakup.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh my god. I was talking about how because he broke up, and then an hour later he had that picture with his son in pink when we went to go watch Barbie.
Yes.
And I go, for so many years you've been fighting all these allegations, rumors about you being gay. The second you get divorced, an hour later, you're like, we're Barbie boys. Like, what are you doing? You worked so hard for so many years to fucking fight that stigma.
And then
stigma.
He bounced it out. He went and saw Oppenheimer, so.
Oh, that was his daughter that he went
with.
Yeah,
I know.
I was so nervous when I was like, oh, fuck, he's dating way too young. Like, you got to calm down. And, you know, I was so nervous. I go, god damn, bro, it's been 2 days. Don't look desperate, you know? But no, it was his daughter. So I was like, oh, cool.
But everyone's talking about him being single, but his wife is, or, I mean, ex-wife is hot too.
Yeah, they've both been single for like 2 years. We had a guy on the French cast.
Separated.
2 years ago told us this. He goes, everyone in politics knows. They just thought that it would hurt their image, so they haven't announced it. So to me, it wasn't a surprise. I even posted, I go, this was on the French cast 2 years ago. I knew that he was.
Yeah.
And also, it's none of my business. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is I don't like, and I hate having to defend fucking Trudeau. I don't like Trudeau as a person. I think he's a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
But his divorce is none of my fucking business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I shouldn't be seeing 50 articles about the divorce, all that. That's private shit.
Yeah.
I put 50 articles about why he's a bad prime minister. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's public.
Yeah.
But him and his wife, I don't care about whether they didn't have enough sex. They had too much sex. Yeah. She's banging his shit. It's really none of my concern. As long as they didn't do anything illegal or like to hurt the country or whatever, we should know. That should be his business.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're so interested and so many articles were written about it, you have to stop. Like, I could, you know, some celebrities I get mad, like, I don't want to be in the limelight. But him, if he comes out and says, guys, this is stupid, okay, I agree with him 100%.
But if he does come out.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't mind.
I wouldn't be surprised. And it would actually be fucking amazing.
It would be hilarious.
It would be, I mean, I don't know about the hilarious part, but it would be fucking amazing.
Mm-mm.
Because, dude.
He's not gay, though.
Because
part of the reason why he was getting in trouble when he was working out of school was because he was fooling around with like 15, 16-year-old girls. It was never boys. So yeah, he has another problem, which is he has to bang everyone.
Yeah.
But from what it looks
he's
like,
hot.
He's not an ugly dude.
Not at all.
He's not an ugly dude. I personally, I don't like him as a person, but I believe when he has a beard,
yeah,
looks better.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The pandemic.
Remember that beard?
Oh, yes. And the hair.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's just a dumbass and he's a...
Yes.
He's a... He's not a good
doing
person.
Anything.
Yeah, he's not a good... He doesn't like people.
He's
fakes
a talker.
It.
He's a talker. I'm gonna
help every family in mm-hmm. Canada. Inflation helps everyone. When you pay twice at the gas pump, that's gonna help you somehow. I don't know. I don't do math. Look at my hair in the wind. So I don't like him. He's a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
But I don't. I don't want. I also don't like his kids being propped up in the front.
Yes.
Like people are gonna ask them questions about. I don't like that shit either. I think
it all feels like a PR stunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like his kids didn't do anything. Why would you monitor or attack mm-hmm. his kids?
Yeah. But like it's like you know like it's like you compare like Trump. And him and you're like yeah. okay like you know what
I prefer Trump 100% I prefer
that is
Trump
very controversial
is it Trump is the funnier of the two
funnier yes yeah. but also asshole and
yeah
so much
that's why
corporate.
I prefer him
okay
I prefer I what are we talking about now like prefer for running the country or prefer to watch
both
oh, I was talking about preferring to watch
oh preferring like to watch prefer, yeah preferring to oh my god
yeah
are you
preferring
me?
To watch Trump number
I
one
I wish I was a comedian when Trump was in office
But actually,
also, Canada doesn't really...
Well, I'll tell you something. When Trump was in office, the only problem was he was the number one comedian for 4 years.
Absolutely.
Ahead of everyone. He was killing it.
But also, comedians got a lot of content.
I got a lot of content, yeah. I got a lot of content. He was killing it. But I prefer, to be honest, Trump, when he was... Let's say if he was prime minister, right? When Trump was president, no new wars.
Mm-hmm.
The economy up until COVID was doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that he's too much of a polarizing figure.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know how to express himself properly. That's mm-hmm. what I learned about Trump.
Okay, what are your thoughts on the indictment?
I don't care.
Okay.
Like, because if you look at the timeline, every time an indictment like would happen, it was the day after a big Biden controversy.
Okay.
So it's all staged. So I don't like. He said, you know, Biden. We find out they were giving X amount of money to the Ukraine before everything to pay them off for his son. Right. Next day, Trump's getting indicted for saying things, and I'm like, god damn it, it's the news cycle thing. Because it's not real. What did he do? Because I'm still waiting. Right. If he did something illegal, put him in jail. If he did something so bad.
Even the alien thing. Like, it's like no one's giving a shit about it.
No.
But I think their hope was that everyone would focus on that and distract mm-hmm. us from whatever nuclear shit they're doing.
Yeah, I don't think Trump is a good president because he's not, presentable.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of his actual actions, like, for the people, again, I do appreciate the no wars thing.
Mm-hmm.
The economy was, like... Presidential shit, like mm-hmm. on paper, it wasn't that bad. We've had way worse.
Okay.
Clinton started wars, but everyone started wars.
Okay.
Bush destroyed fucking half the world. Mm-hmm. Obama killed so many Syrian kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one cared.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's stupid and he talks like a fucking monkey, we focused on that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. But no, I don't mind him.
Okay.
I don't think, I just think he's dangerous because he's so polarizing. So sure. people can't be united under one flag. It's same thing with Biden. Biden's so stupid that you can't unite people under one flag because people are like, I can't feel proud with this fucking idiot in office. And it's the same thing with Trump. The people who are completely opposed can't feel like we're under the same flag because they don't want to agree with the stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
So you need someone. That was the good thing about Obama. Obama did horrible things, war crimes, but... If you don't know about the war crimes, he was so presentable.
Yeah.
You're proud. You're like, fuck, send this guy to the UN. Yeah. I want him to speak on behalf of us. You get it? So that's the good...
Trudeau and the pipeline. Thing. Yeah.
Oh, God. Trudeau's another fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So Trudeau, that's the other bad thing. Is Trudeau looks good, but the second he opens his fucking mouth, he's a goddamn idiot.
Yeah. For me, what was like really annoying me and like leading up to the divorce, I was noticing this a lot. He was tweeting like absolute nonsense. Like he was like asking Taylor Swift to come to Canada for her tour. And I'm like, why? Like, just keep your mouth shut. Like, you're not doing anything for inflation.
Yeah.
So just keep your mouth shut.
But you see, when Trump was doing the same stuff, he was getting criticized. Like, so I noticed that too. And I think that also made me be more soft on Trump because I noticed everyone on his ass.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, guys, let's calm down. Like, the last guy, he was allowed to murder children and we were cool
mm-hmm,
with it.
Mm-hmm.
So just because this guy's tweeting, you're a dumbass, it doesn't mean that we have to, oh my God, the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, you let the other guy kill kids.
Mm. Okay.
We drone striked schools.
Yeah.
And everyone was cool with it.
Right.
And Canada was part of that shit too.
Oh.
Yeah. Canada's been selling weapons to Turkey, to Saudi Arabia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We have weapons deals with them. Yeah. 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 We're not, Trudeau's not, his hands aren't clean in this. That's what I'm saying. I don't like any, they're all bad people.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
Did you watch the White House correspondence dinner?
This one?
Yeah, the speech that Roy Wood Jr. made. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
The one that...
The comedian Roy Wood Jr.?
Yeah.
What did he say?
What? Are you kidding
me? This is recent?
Well, yeah, this was like a couple of months ago, wasn't it? No.
Unless I saw it and I forgot about it.
Come on.
What did he say?
One thing I do remember from it, and it kind of like really affected me, was he was like, he talked about Kamala Harris.
And he was like,
by the way, what do you do?
Yeah.
And like that was, it was funny, but I was also like, but then he saved it. He really was dancing with the line because he was like, what the fuck do you do? But then he's like, also, no one's asking this for all the other VPs in the past. So it's all because, like, you know, she's a woman, right?
Oh, that. Oh.
Yeah. So he really did save it. And that was.
But she's garbage. It's not because she's a woman. She's trash. She did so much. You don't know anything about her.
Oh, no. Well, like she was a capital punishment, right?
Dude, she small drug offender. She used to laugh about putting them in for like same thing with Biden. All the stuff they're talking about now. They treated black people so bad for years. And then now they're like, yeah, we're here to defend minority. Dude, you're Biden put in some of the laws that right now he's talking shit about.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he called black people super predators.
What?
You didn't know about
while
this?
While Obama was in office?
No, even before that. He even said he was talking about how he wanted schools to still be segregated. He was talking about, do you really want your kids to be going to school in this urban jungle? He's a piece of shit. The guy was always a piece of shit.
Yeah. I did not know any of this.
That's what the media does. Well, they show you what they want to show you. Yeah. They're all piece of shit. That's why.
They're all scum of the earth.
Trump, for example, shouldn't have been in politics.
Of course.
No. It's probably the greatest country in the history of mankind if we talk about where we're at. Mm-hmm. And the elected president for 4 years was a reality TV show host. Yeah. It's fucking mental.
I mean, so is Zelensky, but like he's actually...
Zelensky's another idiot.
You think so?
Zelensky?
Yeah.
Huge. Zelensky's getting his country... he's doing what Biden wants, for example, and he's getting his people killed.
Mm. Okay.
It's so crazy. Should have never fought with Russia.
Okay.
Should have been like, whoa, hold on a second. So you're telling me if I agree to this, the Russians are going to fucking attack me?
Well, wasn't that just like they were avoiding it? They were just pushing it and procrastinating on it. And then Zelensky came in and he's like, all right, let's just do something about it. So, is that not what's happening?
No, essentially what happened is so the Russians do not like NATO. Mm-hmm. The reason they don't like NATO is because NATO was created to fight against Russia. And for years, NATO had promised, we're not going to expand closer to your borders. And as soon as they said that, every year they kept adding more countries closer to the border, closer, closer, closer.
Right.
And then there's the whole controversy with the Ukrainians because a lot of like Russians that live there, all that. Mm-hmm. So finally, at the end, what happened with this, what kicked it off, is that they were pushing to get them into NATO. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, there's already fuckery happening. If you're really going to go into NATO, we're fucking attacking. Like, this is crazy. Now you're really at our doorstep. You're at our border. Okay. And the only reason why you exist is to attack Russia. Yeah. So I'm not for this. Which, by the way... I think that Ukraine should have the right as a country to do whatever the fuck they want. If they want to join NATO, it shouldn't be their neighbor that's going to dictate. However, if you know that he's going to kill your people, you should hold back and try to negotiate something before one person is killed. He didn't do that. He's like, I'm going to throw bodies at it. So that I don't like. Okay. I don't like when you're the leader of a country, you think that you control the actual human life. Like you decide who lives and dies. I don't like that. Yeah. So the fact that he was willing to do that shit... Mm-hmm. To me, he was a zero. And Putin, same thing. Putin, he threw human beings out there. So the fact that you're willing, on principle, to end other people's lives, other people's kids' lives, you're both garbage to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying Trump was the one who hadn't done that. Yeah. So I was like, at least he has that. Okay. But the rest of these guys, Zelensky, fucking Putin, even Trudeau, when you don't care about human lives, go fuck yourself.
Wait, are you pro-guns?
It depends.
Okay.
Like, I'm not anti-gun.
Okay.
I'm pro... Like American, you mean wise? Like I'm pro gun.
Okay.
American wise, yeah, I'm pro is the Second Amendment? Yeah, I'm pro that. 100%. Wow. Yeah. But with certain restrictions. Okay. I believe it should be, I don't like the way it is now, but I shouldn't be able to even talk about it. Mm-hmm. I'm Canadian. Mm-hmm. But I believe that you should have guns if that's in your constitution, but they should change the rules a bit because there's certain places where like you could have a gun when you're 18, but you can't drink till you're 21.
Yeah.
So already that's weird.
Yeah.
If you can't vote, if you can't like, and there should be mandatory classes.
Yes. And mental health checks.
And mental health checks. That's what I've been saying.
Yes.
So that's how I feel about it.
I'm glad you said that.
I know it's a little controversial because then the argument people would tell me is, well, if you're pro Second Amendment, it says that you have the right. No one, I get that. However, now because of the type of weapons and also we see people are mental with the shit weed and all that.
Absolutely.
I think that at the bare minimum, it should be that. It should be an age thing and it shouldn't be 18. Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to get a gun, it should be 21 over, maybe even 25, because you see the person develop.
Yeah.
And mental health check. You do some kind of test and you're like, this guy's fucking unstable.
Yeah.
You can't get a gun. That's what I think. Now, am I right? I could be wrong. I don't know, but that's how I feel. It would reduce a lot of our issues. Mm-hmm. But I'm not against the guns because that's what the country was founded on. That's mm-hmm. their constitution. I mm-hmm. can't tell another country mm-hmm. not to do it. Mm-hmm. And also, even here, people used to have guns. People yeah. used to go to school with guns. They used to do like shooting practice at school, and there were no mass shootings. Mm-hmm. So the mass shooting started when people started to get heavily medicated and yeah. they were fucked up. So we should talk about that. Are you bringing up the Super Predators?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go ahead. Want to watch it?
Of course.
Streets. It doesn't matter whether or not the person that is accosting your son or daughter or my son or daughter, my wife, your husband,
talking about
my
blacks.
Mother, your parents. It doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to have to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society.
Dude, that's the white supremacy.
Thank you.
Knock my what? Mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I don't want to ask what made them do this. They must be taken off the street. That's number one. There's a consensus on that.
Yeah.
Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized, they literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now.
Oh.
And Madam President,
this guy's
we have
awesome.
Predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them.
Created them.
They are beyond the pale, many of those people.
Beyond the pale.
Beyond those the people. Pale. And it's a sad commentary on society. We have no choice but to take them out of society.
So this is the crime bill
and
that
the truth is,
everyone's complaining about, the racist crime bill. He's the one who pushed it. Press play, Poseidon.
I don't know how to rehabilitate them at that point. That's the sad truth. I'm the guy that said rehabilitation. When it occurs, we don't understand it and notice it. And when we even when we notice it and we know it occurs, we don't know why. So you cannot make rehabilitation a condition for release. That's why in our system, there's the federal system.
I love that CNN cut out the fact when he was mentioning the race.
Don't know how to rehabilitate.
When he
but
says
there is a consensus
you want them to be in this urban jungle.
We must make the streets safer. I don't care why someone
that's a,
is a malfactor in society.
Weird hand gestures, but that's fine.
I don't care why someone is antisocial. I don't care why they become a sociopath.
Why?
Cordon them off from the rest of society.
God damn.
Try to change.
Bro, the more you listen, the worse it gets.
Yeah. He's wacky.
We have other treatments to try.
Dude,
to
that's insane.
So, by the way, this kind of talk, okay, it's not just him. I've noticed it with a lot of politicians. They'll say weird shit, and I'll be like, that's fucking racist.
Wild.
Yeah.
That someone can say something like that. And that was in 1993.
Yeah, that was 93. That's how he felt.
Who was in office?
Clinton.
Okay.
That's the year I was born.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it was Clinton or it's the end of the Bush era. It's November, so it might have been crazy, yeah?
That is insane. I cannot believe that.
Yeah, they're bad people. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're bad fucking
is
people.
He doing a machine gun hand motion?
What I don't know.
Yeah, those hand motions are.
But that's why I'm telling you, Trump is ludicrous, right? But Trump doesn't actually do any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We just
he is racist. It's just
I think Trump is definitely. I don't know if it's. I don't want to say like there's different. So this Trump, I've never heard him say racist. Like we gotta keep these black people away. I've mm-hmm. never heard him say shit like that. I do believe he has the elite racism, mm-hmm. which is, you know, everyone's a peasant. Mm-hmm. I do believe he has that, but mm-hmm. I've never seen a video of him saying crazy shit like this.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always like, he's dumb, like he's goofy, but I've never heard him overtly say shit like this.
Okay.
The things that bothered me about him was that he can't take a strong stance. like when the white supremacist people were fighting. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that shit? Mm-hmm. When he's like, yeah, okay, it started. There was good people on both sides.
Yeah.
So it's like, just say what I hope you really yeah. want, which is like these fucking Nazis are not good. Just say it.
Yeah.
Just fucking say it. Don't worry about making them happy or hurting people's feelings.
He's scared of upsetting them.
That's what bothers me.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page because he's a fucking politician and he's a fucking TV star.
Yeah.
So that kind of shit always bothers me. I feel like if you're going to really go into politics and you care about people, be outright honest. Yeah. Like if I was a politician, I'd be like, well, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Don't vote for me. I don't give a fuck. This is fucking crazy, bro. How are you a Nazi in 2023 in a country that fought the Nazis?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here. Like, just say it.
Yeah.
You give a fuck about with the vote of the Grand Dragon. What is this, Dungeons and Dragons? Bro, get the fuck out. I don't care about your wizard votes.
What was always surprising to me with Trump was
your
like,
wizard
why?
Votes.
What's that?
No, I laughed at your...
Yeah, the KKK shit. Like, fuck off. Like, just say it. Fuck off. I don't care. He was, I think, part of... There was a few members of Congress who were like card-carrying members of the KKK for like the longest time, and that was cool. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit should speak out again. So that's the stuff that bothers me about Trump.
He didn't have a lot to lose, so he could have said these things.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. If anything, you're going to get more votes from the other side who are like, oh, fuck, I was told by CNN that you hate everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This will help.
Yeah.
But instead, he's like, no, I'm going to be in the middle. Like you could be in the middle, but not the, like the middle should be somewhere else. The middle can't be between Nazis and everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to move a little to the side of everyone else.
True.
Like, especially in Nazis, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah. There's a surprisingly large amount of brown people who support Trump.
Of course. but I'm telling you, because he hasn't done anything legit racist. He hasn't. Mm-hmm. If anything, he had helped a lot of, especially reducing taxes helps everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't. That's what anything he actually did, like he had a chance to kill a lot of Iranians. He had a big chance to do it. And he didn't.
Yeah.
I still stand by that. That was the moment where I changed my tune on him and I started talking a bit nicer about him was when Iran had had attacked that airfield, but they warned the U.S. right before because the U.S. had killed that military general, the famous one.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So they warned them. They go, we have to retaliate. Yeah. So the U.S. moved everyone out of the airfield. So they just bombed the empty airfield. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Trump. All right, this is our time. They bombed us. We have to retaliate. We're going to fucking bomb Iran. And then Trump's retort was, they didn't kill anyone. It was an empty airfield. I can't justify killing any humans for an airfield. And that was Trump who said that.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else would have been like, it's fucking blow torpedoes. He's like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
We talk about how goofy he is and how he looks stupid.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying is as a politician, at least when he was there, there was no new wars.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say the same about this fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
The Taliban. This guy.
Yeah. How do you feel about Biden pulling out the troops?
That's insane. The way I think the troops should have been pulled out at some point, but not the way he did it. Not surprise, motherfucker. And then let these people get killed and let the Taliban take over. Yeah. So let me ask you this. All the young kids that died, all of the soldiers, the Canadian soldiers that were down there, the American soldiers, the British soldiers, whoever was down there for peacekeeping to get rid of the Taliban for all these years, it was all for nothing. The people that lost their arms, their legs, they died.
Yeah.
It was all for nothing.
Yeah.
The second the opium shit
people
ran out, you leave.
People talked about it for a week and then that was it. It was like, all right.
Of course, because he's supposed to be the good guy, the anti-Trump.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Don't fall for it. Yeah. They all suck. Yes. Trump is not the hero.
Yeah.
Trump is not the hero that 4chan made him out to be. He's none of that. Trump is definitely not a hero. But if he was in office, what I liked when he was in office, rather, was the no new wars.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's the best. It's just that from what I've seen, at least make sure no one's dying needlessly and I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's true.
At the very least. This guy doesn't give a fuck about human life.
Agreed.
So that's what I'm saying. But it's you can't have Trump again. Like, I know Trump wants to run again. He's too divisive. You need...
How could he run again? He's fucking getting indicted.
None of this shit matters. I'm telling you, it's all nonsense. No, it's all nonsense. I'm telling you, it's all nonsense. It's all... You're going to see. It's all nonsense. He's going to run again. It's all nonsense.
Yeah.
He's going to run again.
I do feel like this entire system is, like, just fake.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fake.
Now you're catching on to the reality. That's what it is. They're all garbage.
Yeah.
The second you're Team Trump... Team Trudeau, Team Biden, you lost.
Yeah.
You can't be on their team. They don't give a fuck about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, they're all... what we need is a uniter. Someone who's just like, look, I gotta be honest, I really don't care about this fucking party shit. We have a lot of problems. We gotta tackle inflation. We gotta...
What is going on?
Besides, did you just fart?
No. What the fuck was that?
That was the... Did you just rip one?
No, no. Was that a chair dragging or something?
Oh, maybe Phil next door.
Maybe. Oh, okay. Phil there.
I guess. That was weird.
I'm going to go check.
Pick up
no,
that?
That's fine.
How does it
I'm a bit freaked out, bro.
That's crazy.
I thought it was like a crazy wet fart from Poseidon.
No.
Okay, I believe you.
I wish.
But No, don't knock. Leave him alone. He's working. But yeah, that's what I want. I want a uniter.
Yeah.
Someone who just focuses great. On the country.
Yeah. Like sometimes I'm in these meetings at work, totally not related, but I'm just like, okay, guys, cut the bullshit. Like, let's just fucking get down to like what needs to get done and let's just do it. You know what I mean? All this politics about who's going to do it, how long it's going to take.
I don't care. Get it done.
Yeah. But that's never going to happen in this world.
No. No, it's never going to happen in this world because people are, like I said, same thing like with the Trump thing.
Unless you the can't aliens come.
The second you say, well, Trump didn't start any wars, they're like, are you a Nazi?
Yeah.
How the fuck is that related? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is the truth. He didn't.
That's true.
And he had the, oh, trust me, he had the opportunity.
Yeah.
He pissed everyone off.
Yeah.
He was going to the UN meetings and he was acting like a varsity football player in a high school cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. Pushing, face pushing people. It was insane. You would see this and you're like, this is going to start a war. Yeah. Someone's going to get mad. Yeah. And somehow this fucking guy managed to not start a... I still don't understand how the fuck he got on the good side of the North Korean. That shocked the fuck. He made fun of him,
mm-hmm.
called him Rocket Man, mm-hmm. talked shit, made a video talking shit about him. Mm-hmm. And then the guy's like, all right, this is too crazy. Let's negotiate. How basketball. The fuck did... to like, yeah. There's if they make a movie and Christian Bale gets to play Trump or something... Or Shane Gillis could play Trump. That would be fun. It would be like such an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Like how those 4 years, how the fuck did the world survive?
Yeah.
And he did great. If you look on paper, forget mm-hmm. like towards the end with the COVID and all that, because that everyone fucked mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. up. But you look at it on paper, you're like, holy fuck, all right. This isn't that bad.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, better than the
I would love to see Alec Baldwin play Trump.
And that's too dangerous for the cast and the crew. Alec Baldwin killed more brand. People than Trump.
All this, okay, fine. I don't know if I agree with that, but okay.
It's statistics. Whether you agree with it or not, he shot a person. Trump didn't.
Okay.
He killed a Ukrainian.
Damn.
A year before the war, like 6 months before the war. Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the movie set.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin was Team Russia all the way. He killed his first Ukrainian. Right before the, yeah.
But he's claiming it's an accident.
It could be an accident. You still killed the person.
Right.
If I run someone over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still ran them over.
No. Yeah, I agree with you. But that is, I still want to see Alec Baldwin.
Has Trump ever killed anyone? I'm asking you.
Directly with his hands, you mean, right?
But even he had the chance to do it without his hands. He had the chance to do it with the wars, right? The only people that he killed during the wars was that general, those terrorists, Al Hussein. They didn't kill innocents. Obama killed hundreds of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton too.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton decimated the Bosnians.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention Haiti.
Yeah. Oh, they went there. They pillaged Haiti. Yeah, the Clintons. Mention the Clintons to a Haitian person.
Yeah.
They fucked Haiti over.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I need to read up on all these.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're all scumbags. Politicians are bad. Trump is not the good guy. It's just that Trump, I guess, because he knew everyone's watching and he wants to be friends with everyone. Yeah. So he didn't start wars. Because I don't think he didn't start wars because he's a good guy. I think he didn't start wars because he's like, they're going to remember this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think he didn't start wars. But he still didn't.
Okay. Also, I feel like Trump is the devil that you know, and the other guys were the devil that you don't, like, in the sense
they're all the devils, bro.
I know, but in the sense where, like, kind of like Trump is more like he wants to make money and do business.
Yeah, exactly. So he didn't want to make long-standing enemies. He's like, maybe one day I want to expand to Iran.
Yeah.
I can't kill these people.
Yeah.
So it's. I'm just saying they're all garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, I'd rather the safest garbage. And right now, I don't know what the safest garbage is. I don't see anyone I like in either country.
Great.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing. That might be a terrible way to look at the future. But I don't see any politician coming up that you're like, oh, fuck, this person.
This person's going to save us.
Yeah. No, not at all. No. No one's even close to saving
us. Yeah.
So whoever promises to get out of people's personal lives and just deal with the economy and don't go to war and put down inflation, make things affordable again, I'm voting for that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I don't, because I don't want you controlling my life.
Yeah.
I don't want you talking about gay marriage.
This is a fucking shit show. We're living in very depressing times.
Yeah. I don't think there should be, like, the social stuff, there shouldn't be any debate. The second you're debating gay marriages, and that's like, it's none of your business, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's personal shit.
Absolutely.
Don't focus on that. If someone wants to get married, it's their fucking business who they want to get married to. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything about that. You focus on the goddamn economy and the goddamn roads.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to tell me who the fuck I could bang. That's crazy.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, they get involved in too much shit.
Yeah. They're not focusing on the real stuff. But I don't know. The world's going to end.
At some point. We're still alive for a while. What about the aliens? Indian culture has been saying it for thousands of years. They've seen ships. You have drawings of them. How do Indians feel about the UFO disclosure stuff?
Well, first of all, I'm not Indian,
but I'm saying, you know why we're talking about this. How do Indians feel about this?
Well, It's just that it's in the scriptures. It's in like the drawings and whatnot on these temples. Like it exists, that fact that there is ET. So we know about this. They know about this. The government obviously knows about this.
So when people in like Southeast Asia see this shit and how excited we are.
Yes.
Are they like, hey, dipshits, we know.
You know what it is? I truly do think that like Indians, Sri Lankans, whatever. One, they live in such a fucking corrupted system that they don't have the time of the day to be like,
okay,
like, you know what I mean? And also they're kind of like, as long as it's not bothering my day to day and like I'm able to like put food on the table, then I don't give a shit. That truly is where they're at right now. And also if you think about it too, even in North America, we're dealing with so much shit with inflation and all that stuff that like, that's probably why it's not getting that much attention. They're kind of like, okay, yeah, it exists, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay rent this month. So
you might be onto something. This might be a strategic time to throw this out there to be like, no one's going to care. They can't afford to eat.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. But it makes sense.
Do you think it would go as deep as they decimated the economy and the global economy just to bring to light aliens?
No.
And that's nobody retarded. Care.
No, I think the economy, that's deep though. But I mean, I think the economy, like a lot of it obviously has to do with the fact that COVID and like the supply chain issues that we had as well. And then the wars, everything, the oil crisis, everything is attributing to it. I don't know how much of the aliens are playing to that. But if we look all around the world, inflation is like in Sri Lanka, it's 64%. Dude, it's wild. People are begging out there. And it's crazy because it's never been that high. They've never been at such a position. Like Sri Lanka straight up had a civil war from 1980-ish to 2009.
And the economy wasn't as bad as it is now.
It just doesn't make sense.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And here it's getting worse. They keep saying it's getting better and it's actually getting worse.
Absolutely.
This new carbon tax is amazing.
We see it. We're living it.
COVID update. Poseidon, did you see the thread that I sent?
Yes.
How funny was that?
I can no longer access certain
news sites.
News sites.
Good.
From my computer or my Instagram.
Good.
It says this is no longer available to you because you live in Canada.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's good. I mean, I saw that. But so essentially, remember when the vaccines were rolling out, people mm-hmm. were nervous. And then when some people were announcing that they had their periods were being fucked with or they had blood clots, all that.
Agreed.
The government and the news saying these are lies. It's not really happening. Whatever. There are no injuries. Yeah. So now, because I guess there's a lot more than were reported.
Yeah.
Now there's a vaccine injury support program from the Canadian.
No.
Yes. Except for what? Quebec. Quebec has its own thing. Yeah.
Okay. But
so
like,
the stuff that they called you liars on, that it doesn't exist. Now they're like, ooh, okay. It's a little bit.
Okay. So anti-vaxxers are like fucking living right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so angry.
Yeah, I'm so angry that I took him twice. I got the fucking shot and I'm still the one who didn't get COVID at all.
That's crazy.
And everyone around me fucking got it. That's I don't want to get it. I'm just saying that like...
No, of course.
They were calling you, it's not true. There are no injuries. Even though they were being reported in the States first, like VAERS, you know, like there are injuries.
Yeah.
Here they were like, no.
Yeah.
You're getting, it's very, no. And then... we have a whole support program for the people that
That's real. That's real.
For sure. This is real. And in Quebec, you could look it up. Vaccine Injury Support Program Canada, Poseidon. And we know people. We also know comics that had some adverse effects.
Yeah.
Waseem's girlfriend got a blood clot.
Yeah.
I had her on the show talking about it right after.
Yeah.
She was, even then, even though it happened and she fucking, you know, you could die from blood, she was still nervous in the beginning to talk about it. Oh, you found it. Yeah.
They're calling it VISP.
Yeah. No way.
The purpose of the VISP is to ensure that all people in Canada who have experienced a serious and permanent injury as a result of receiving a Health Canada authorized vaccine administered in Canada on or after December 8th, 2020 have
I thought you said that there was no adverse effects.
I'm so pissed.
I'm very pissed.
Fair and timely access to financial support. The Pan-Canadian VISP will serve all people vaccinated in Canada with the exemption of people vaccinated in Quebec.
Obviously.
Who will receive coverage from the long-standing Quebec program. Eligibility criteria.
Yeah. Oh, I told you, you have to go to the guy who lost his hair.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so there's a guy, but every time I tell the story, I fucking laugh. So he goes and gets it. Well, it was the second shot that he got, no?
It was the second one, yeah. So basically, can I say
this is funny.
So basically, this man had hair like steel wool.
Yeah, thick, big hair. Like I had no hair problems.
Like he could clean kitchen sinks in restaurants. That's how good his hair was. And he got the first vaccine, all good. Got the second vaccine. 2 to 3 weeks later, his hair starts falling out in chunks, but like weird bald spots all over the place.
And he got like alopecia, basically.
And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor told him, "I just stress, it'll go away."
No, that's not what he said.
Or something.
He says, he goes to the doctor and he says, "You know, what the fuck? I got vaccinated and this happened." And then the guy's like, it's probably because you're anxious. Just don't be stressed. He's I'm anxious because I'm losing my hair.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's why I'm anxious. He goes, the reason I wasn't anxious and then I lost the hair.
Yeah.
I started becoming anxious when the hair was fucking falling out. And the guy's like, something it happens. I was like, you know, there's
absolutely,
some shit.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he's just chunks. And there's even comics in who would get in the shot and then their alopecia came and they started losing hair and all. A lot of people I've seen that lost hair, a lot of blood clots, a lot of periods. A lot of women had issues with their periods.
Yeah.
And the first time I heard about it was early on in the program. It was from fans that had messaged me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talked about it, other people on the podcast were commenting and getting mad at me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's false information. The period stuff is a lie. Mm-mm. It never happened. No, none of that. And then I did a show in Quebec and like Olga and some other fans were talking to me about how them and other women were experiencing their periods getting fucked up.
Yeah.
And they're like, thank you for talking about it.
Yeah.
Because, and I was speaking about it, even when the people were talking shit about me, they're like, you're lying, it never happened. I go, but you're saying this, but women are telling me, who am I to tell them, you're lying, bitch?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking great. And then it became a lot of women and a lot of women close to me that I started talking to. They're like, our periods were fucked up. And they were denying it. They're on the news saying it's not real.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
The last time I was on this podcast with you, with Joanna, I was telling you, like, it's like, I was really anxious about the fact that they didn't test it enough. And you guys were like arguing, but like, for the time period and the time crunch that they were in.
That's why they didn't test it. But no. But I'm with you. They at least should have told us the truth.
Because
they said, no, it's fine though. We didn't test it a lot, but nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. They didn't test it on a lot of women. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And then like, here we are like getting fucked up. Dude, I've had crazy fucking side effects ever since.
You got to get some money.
Well, I hope so. They'll pay for my therapy.
Yeah. You got to get some money out of this. But the fucked up thing is not just that you had side effects. The fucked up thing is that you had side effects and they called you a liar, a conspiracy theorist, an anti-vaxxer. Yeah. The best is they call people anti-vaxxers when it's like, you know that the term anti-vaxxer is for someone that doesn't accept any vaccine.
Oh, right. Okay.
Me not accepting this experimental gene therapy shit doesn't make you anti-vaxxer.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you cautious.
I really do feel stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But like, we all feel stupid.
Yeah, because everyone, but here in Canada, also everyone got bullied into getting it.
Yeah, for sure.
They go, we're not forcing you, but you're not allowed on planes.
But it was also just like when you're in like social settings too, it's like, oh, like you're not vaccinated, you can't come.
But the reason why people were saying that is because Trudeau would go out on TV and say stuff like, your neighbor's trying to kill you. You remember that shit?
And now he's saying like he's never done that, right?
Dude, this guy's a gaslighter. Mm-hmm. He went out and said, I never forced anyone. Mm-hmm. I never sent. And then you cut to a video of him literally saying, they're dangerous. We're not going to let them be on planes and trains next to us. Mm-hmm. These people, they're trying to spread this disease. Mm-hmm. He made people hate their neighbors.
Yeah, for sure. So sorry to cut you guys off, but a number of claims submitted since 1988. So this is on vaccines, basically, vaccine injury. From 1988 to March 31st, 2023.
Okay.
Number of claims submitted since 1988, 410. The ones that were completely accepted are 56 only. Guess the payout.
Tell me.
$9.397 million for 56 people.
That's a lot of money.
Dude. A lot of people are going to get a crazy payout. They're about
if they find out about this, by the way, this was not advertised. You know how I found out about this? Ted Bird posted a photo.
Yeah.
That it was written at some health place. Like, they didn't say, you know how in the States, like, if you've been injured from this, call this number. They're not going to do that here because they don't want to pay out.
Sure.
So it's just like, if really you ever figured out that they were wrong. But all this stuff, man, you go back 2 years, just mentioning that there's side effects. They would call you a liar, a conspiracy theorist, and now they're paying out.
For sure.
And you're still going to have people that argue it. People are going to be like, nah.
You know what's crazy to me is that the companies that manufactured the vaccines still aren't accountable. It's the government.
But can't tell you something?
Which is still us at the end of the day.
I believe at some point that makes sense for this. I'll tell you why. I think they should be held accountable. The problem is our government is so fucking stupid. They made a decision. Our government could have been like, no, until it's tested, I'm not going to give it to my people. Mm-hmm. But instead, Trudeau said, do you remember when Trudeau went on? This is the best thing that ever happened, was when Trudeau went on and said, whatever one you take is safe, take the vaccine. And then a day later, they pulled, I think it was Moderna, or the one that was fucking with women. Do you remember this?
AstraZeneca.
And then people are like, wait, dude, you just said to people, millions of people just got the shot that you told them is safe. And then a day later, like, what the fuck? And you pulled it. You can't do that.
Yeah.
We never talked about that again.
Yeah. Oh no. This does make me really sad.
It makes me angry. But at the same time, it's like I've been, you know, when I talked about it initially, people were mad at me and they were calling me all the fucking names in the book.
Yeah.
And it's like, I shouldn't have been as nice. I should have been like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. You're a complete idiot.
Mm.
Yep.
It's the same thing like me not liking one person and then you be like, so you're a racist. Now you hate all Italians. Yeah, yeah. It's like, that's insane. Why would that's I even so accept that argument? It's so fucking crazy. That's what happened here. A lot of people were called anti-vaxxers,
yeah,
who are fully vaccinated, just didn't want to get this shit. Mm-hmm. And they were right not to get this. It's fucking experimental as fuck. Yeah. It didn't, the way it looks, it did a lot more harm than good, because a lot of the people that were getting off to, now that we know the statistics, were the older generation that already had pre-existing conditions. There was mm-hmm. a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing about the Trump thing. So all the stuff that Trump had available when he got COVID, ivermectin, what was the other, the monoclonal antibodies mm-hmm. that Rogan took, all that stuff worked for all these elites. They were all taking it.
Mm-hmm.
They went on CNN, they called ivermectin horse paste and Rogan's taking horse, when it was prescribed by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that they were taking, Trump is on a diet of nonsense and cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And yet nothing. He took it. A day later, he was out talking shit, okay? Yeah. A reasonable person would have said, holy fuck, why does he have access? Why does Boris Johnson have access that saved him right away?
Yeah.
And they're telling me on TV that this is for horses and I shouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? I want what the fuck these people have access to.
Yeah.
Instead, people are so stupid, like, haha, such a dummy, horse stuff. You fucking idiots. They gave the elite shit that just, they were cured in fucking 2-3 days and you were making fun of them.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. We're so dumb.
But it's access to information, right? That we don't have.
Also, but if you see CNN is making fun, like when they were making fun of Rogan, they're making fun, they're talking so much shit. Haha, this guy cured himself.
But he did.
But how is that a joke? Yeah. How is that? Why are we making fun of Rogan? Yeah. I wonder what the fuck he took.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't I have access to it? Why do the elites, why does Boris Johnson have access to it and I don't?
Yeah.
It's completely insane.
We were all robbed.
Mm.
But hey.
What are we saying, doggy, about Mona?
Oh.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Who made a joke about it?
Mona de Grenoble, a drag queen discussed accusations they groom kids and the deep hatred for his critics in a talk with comedian Mike Ward. He joked about killing people opposed to drag performances in front of kids. You know that Mona's just, that's the jokes. Press play, let's hear what Mona said.
Mais tu sais, ils disent que les drags, on va voir les jeunes pour les rendre gays, pour les avoir. Mais là,
fucking internet, bro.
Va voir le Facebook, il est lettre comme un asti de cul de singe. Tu vas voir, sa blonde est dégueulasse, pas une dent dans la gueule. On le veut pas dans notre gang, votre asti jeune, là. Gardez-les, calisse, il changera nos pneus sur Canadian Tire, Chris de Play.
Oh my God.
That's a good joke.
Que j'ai haï. Qu'est-ce que j'ai haï?
Press pause. Basically, he says people are saying that I'm trying, like, drag queens are trying to lure kids to bring to turn them gay. Mm-hmm. But if you look at these people that are complaining, if you look at their Facebook profiles, they're fucking hideous and their girlfriends are hideous. They got one tooth. Why would I want your ugly kids? We don't need them in the team. He goes, we need them in society normally so they can change our tires in Canadian Tire. Like, he didn't say anything. Anyways, fifth play.
All right.
Tabarnak de mal de tête. Non, le monde, ils ont du lousse dans la tête un peu. Puis je pense quand ils pongent des dos down, le cerveau cogne. Puis. Là, ils s'ouvrent un Facebook puis ils donnent leur opinion de sti d'arriéré du Christ, là.
Ben oui.
J'ai tué à grand coup d'âge, sti. Ils sont fort chants.
Christ, là, les gars. Un viol, ils ont jamais tué personne, là. Non, mais à un moment donné, là.
Ah, ça va être bon, cet épisode-là, pour aider le monde qui pense que les drags, c'est des pédophiles, là, sti.
Ouais.
They're clearly joking.
Yes, on va les avoir. Bonne fierté dans leur nègre.
Il y en a pas assez des petits drags.
Just aren't up little drag queens.
Il y en a pas assez.
Ça va de mieux en mieux. Puis éventuellement, on va réussir notre but qui est de rendre tous les enfants transgenres. Ah oui. On est après vous avoir, mais
that's sarcasm.
Yeah, 100%.
Ah oui.
En passant, on voit ton cul
tout,
hein? Encore.
Ben là, je vais l'assumer. Ouais. Ça va être ça, tabarnak. Ouais. Rince-toi l'œil, petit pervers. Bon. Ouais. Ça finit à quelle heure?
All right, ici, ton ramené, là. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Like, you're taking sarcastic verbal stuff, and then you're writing it down on paper, and it sounds awful.
Yeah.
If anyone should be upset, it's the Canadian Tire employees.
No, I like, first of all, Canadian Tire employees, like my friends work here on Lackett at the Canadian Tire, and I always go get my shit done. The best, bro. Canadian Tire, underrated. I don't think people know that you could bring your car there. Mm-hmm. They give you the best deals.
Yeah?
They don't gouge you like everyone else.
Okay.
They always tell me the truth. Okay. Yeah. Anywho.
Listen.
All right, Poseidon, are we going over? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You gotta go change, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, Raj, I got your links in the description. Lovely. We went everywhere with this podcast. We talked about aliens, we talked about vaccines, we talked about politicians. The only thing we could agree on is there's something fucked up about the aliens.
Yes.
We don't like any politicians.
Absolutely.
What
Trudeau's
else?
Trudeau's hot.
Trudeau's a handsome man. I'm going to concede that. Mm-hmm. But bearded Trudeau, way more handsome than current Trudeau, right?
Pandemic Trudeau.
Mm-hmm. Pandemic Trudeau. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the most incompetent Trudeau, the hottest Trudeau.
Hey.
The dumber you are, the more chicks like you.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you guys. Subscribe. Go follow Raj. And also, if you see Raji anywhere in the city, if you see she's performing, go watch her. She's fucking funny. She's going to be back at the Bordel in a couple of weeks. Thank you all. Go fuck yourselves.
Thank you. We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critical.